It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Happy Friday morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Want to say good morning to you. We got the whole gang here. Myself, Joe. Hi. Hi, McKenzie.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. We made it.
Hey, Liv.
Hello.
What up, Chops?
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Yay. Excellent. Great.
All right, cool. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
You know, it was good. I was sad I missed my workout yesterday, so that was a bummer. And then
why'd you miss your workout yesterday?
Because I had to stay here and I had to miss my workout, and then that was a sad thing. But then I just ran and got some food, and then I had to pick up my little girl, and I had a great afternoon though with my Lucy. We did some TikTok and had some fun, and then she actually wanted me to make dinner instead of DoorDash, which was our plan.
What? So hold on a second here.
Yeah, right?
What did McKenzie make for dinner?
Don't get too excited. Spaghetti.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So it was fun. So
Mamma
we did
mia.
That. Mamma mia. And then we just really hung out. I was just really tired.
Yeah, so, for sure. It's
trying
end of the
to
week.
Get to the weekend, baby. But today will be a really, I have a jam-packed day today. So I'm excited for this weekend. How was your day?
My day was good yesterday. It's that mad thing. No matter what we do, is this a normal for everybody, whether you're married or not, that's in a relationship? You know you got something coming up. You know, like, hey, last time this kind of thing came up, we really got into like bad arguments and fights and it was stressful. So let's avoid that. Like, you even talk about it a month or two out. And then, like, it's the day before and you're like,
what happened?
No, we're just trying to get ready to pack. My poor wife, Lindsay, she went to bed at like 2:30. She has a presentation today, and she couldn't do a lot of the work from home that she thought she could because they had new updates or something. I don't know, but
She's stressed.
She was stressed for that, and she always stresses, though. Like, we both are warriors for sure. She'll do awesome. My wife's so amazing, but we just getting ready for vacation. It's like I went out last night to get, like, I got the wrong size bags. We're supposed to get, like, quart bags. I got gallon bags for things you take, like, on the plane. She's like, we need quart, not gallon. I'm like, oh, we'll have them later to freeze chicken then. So just little things like that. It'll all work out. It always does. I mean, unless we miss our flight, then that's a problem. But so it's just mad rush. I guess I'm kind of feeling more of the stress for her. But it's an exciting stress because we're going to be going on vacation. But it seems like nowadays you have to do all the work beforehand to even enjoy the vacation.
And you leave tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be heading out tomorrow. So
it's so
going to be
exciting.
Nice.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I checked the weather. It's going to be like 88 or something. Mm.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds so incredible.
Bring some sunshine back with you for us.
I can bring a sunburn.
Oh, perfect.
There we go. So that was my day. What about you, Liv? How was yours?
It was good. When I went home, actually, my roommate's dad was at our place, which I had never met him before. And he was
Did that scare
so...
you?
No.
I didn't know if you're like, why is there a random man inside of our place?
No,
like, did you know
no.
was going to be there?
Well, I saw his truck when I pulled up, and I knew that he was going to be coming sometime soon, and he was so nice. And you know my friend Whitney.
Yeah,
you've met her before. He is, like, they're so similar, and so I just think it's always so cute to, like, meet, like, my friend's parents and stuff like that and kind of see, like, where they get their similarities from. And so it was really nice meeting him, and he finally put together her bike. She's had this bike since Christmas, and it's just been sitting in our living room, like, dismembered, because we have no idea.
I see you complaining about it all the time on your Instagram story.
I complained about it once.
You make little jabs here and there. You're like, oh, this would have been a better photo if Whitney's bike wasn't in it.
I complained about it once. It was more of, like, a joke. Like, I do not care about that kind of stuff. I'm, like, the chillest roommate in the world. But I, watching him put together her bike, now I want a bike. And so I think I'm going to get one, maybe for my birthday, but she said it was, like, super affordable, but then I'm not gonna know how to put it together.
Can you put
either.
Together my bike? I have a cruiser and it's the cutest thing. Her name's Peaches.
Oh,
the movers, she's so much fun, but the movers took her apart from the West Coast and now I can't get her back together again.
So
like Humpty Dumpty.
Here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to get a bike, and then you're going to bring your bike over to my place, and then we'll just have my roommate, perfect, Whitney's dad, come up and that just together both awesome. Our bikes. He knows everything about bikes.
Really?
He knew everything. He is, like, so informed, and he's just so handy.
I'm into this, because I have the body together. I just need the pedals and the handlebars.
That's exactly what she needed. And, like, my dad's not handy at all. Like, he's kind of handy, but he's not really that. He's more into, like, numbers and, like, finance, and he is, like, handy. So it's, like, really interesting to see, like, him put together. And he was fixing all this stuff in our house. So I'm just, like, so grateful for my roommate's family, because they're all like that. And they've all fixed so much stuff in our house. So, yeah, I did that, met him, and then I had a great cycle bar class.
Dope. And Chaps, what about you yesterday?
So I did take a nap yesterday, and I was hoping I would feel better because I wanted to go to Family Feud Trivia. But I woke up from my nap, wasn't feeling better, but we went anyway.
Oh, man, I told you not to go.
Yeah, it's all good. So, wait, you got the music? I've got two questions for you.
I'm just saying all the people you infected, but yes, okay, let's forget that.
All right, I've got to come up with the number one answer. Name something specific that makes you itch.
Hives.
Chicken pox.
Mosquitoes.
Whoa.
None of you got the number one answer, but Joe did get the number two answer. The number one answer is poison ivy.
I thought of that right after I said hives. I was like, it's just a poison ivy.
Chickenpox was not one?
No.
Dang.
But we did put a mosquito bite. So the next one, name a specific occasion where people kiss you.
Weddings. I don't know.
That's what I said.
Funerals.
Your birthday.
Baby birth.
Prom.
Number one answer is birthday. And number two answer was wedding. So, yeah, so we we weren't doing too well. I mean, like I said, I didn't feel well. There was one point we actually didn't even turn in an answer because, like, the 3 minutes was up, and we're like, wait, did we turn in an answer?
Aw,
boo. Do you ever have back pains after Family Feud from just carrying the team on your back?
Yes. But, yeah, so we lost miserably.
Aw.
But it's okay. And then...
And now everybody's sick, so next week you'll win by default.
Yes, yay. Your plan is working.
Congratulations. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Katy Perry passes out on set, and Amanda Bynes is sorry for calling you ugly.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Happy Friday. Let's get to this tea. Katy Perry collapses on American Idol set after a gas leak, and it is uber dramatic.
Do you guys smell gas?
Propane.
It's pretty intense.
We're getting heavy propane.
Heavy.
Or even a slight leak, if you want the truth.
I don't know. I have, like, a slight headache from it.
You feel it?
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
I need everyone to get up and follow me as quickly as possible.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Is it something that I'm not... Do I still...
Wow, you can smell it, right?
Smell it out here.
Holy crap.
This is not a joke. There really is a gas leak.
I'm going to make sure you're okay.
I'm not feeling good.
Oh, and then she falls to the ground. That is... Wow,
I'm
you
sorry.
Think production amped that up a little
bit? Oh, yeah. Well, first, it sounded like a car, like a burglar alarm. I've never heard a CO2 alarm or like a gas alarm like that.
I mean, gas leaks are serious. They were forced to pause auditions. The crew, contestants, everyone had to evacuate. And Katy did fall to the ground.
Yeah, we actually
have. She's gonna be okay.
We actually have audio. Ryan Seacrest who's like, "This is American."
It's a fucking.
They're okay.
Posted.
They're okay.
Everyone is okay. I am happy to report. Justin Bieber. Oh man, he threw up a little bit after playing "Spill Your Guts" or "Fill Your Guts" over with James Corden, and instead of eating a bowl weenie, he ranked his wifey Haley's best friends.
Rank these friends of hers from your favorite to your least favorite. Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Cara Delevingne. From your favorite to your least favorite.
All right. Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne. I know Kendall the best. I've spent the most time with Kendall, you know? She's
yes.
a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spent a lot of time with Gigi.
Yep.
And I haven't spent a lot of time with Cara, so.
So there you have it. I like that he was so transparent and honest, though.
That's easy
Love
to
it.
Do. Good for him. Be a man.
Good for him. He did have to eat some ants and he threw up later. So, Amanda Bynes wants to apologize for calling so many people ugly.
I just wanted to post a video to say I'm sorry to everyone whom I called ugly on Twitter. I was feeling so ugly at the time, and it was really hard for me to express myself at the time because I was so drugged out. And now I've remained sober for over a year. And I just want to let you know that I love you guys, and I'm so happy now.
Aw, and you know, here's the thing. So she's engaged, but her mom kind of like... Britney's parents had to be conservators of her everything.
Gets to decide,
her mom
right?
gets to decide if she can get married or not, if she is of sane mind.
Boy, I think some people I know need their parents to step in and do decisions like that.
Exactly. And Kate Hudson, so cute. Love her. She and her brother Oliver were over on Ellen, and they admitted who crashed her birthday party by scaling a wall.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, this person, and I see this, and they come off, and they like do like a back handspring thing. Pulls down. I'm like about to yell at this guy, and it's Tom Cruise. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were coming to our party.
He's like, I wasn't invited.
He's like, I heard there was a party. I'm like, yeah, Tom, come on in.
Wow.
So, you know.
That guy gets stranger every time I hear a story about him. One of the weirdest people in the world.
Again, when we had the debate earlier this week, Justin Bieber versus Tom Cruise, this dude for fun scales like huge walls. He's an animal. That would be fun, though. He can scale this wall and come in here anytime. I think he's cool.
Wait, what does that mean?
I think it'd be fun if, like, to have a surprise pop in from T. Cruz.
Okay, I didn't know if it was the whole show or just you.
I don't know. No one else is saying anything.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Live the Web Girl is a fountain of sports knowledge. What are you about to drizzle down upon us?
This NBA star is out for the rest of the season. This Houston Rockets player got ejected last night, and I am delving into the whole Astros cheating scandal.
Live Sports Minute.
Right, so getting into some news about the NBA, Brooklyn Nets announced yesterday that Kyrie Irving will miss the remainder of the season. So he will be having arthroscopic surgery on his shoulder. So he's had a continuing shoulder problem. And this is his first season at the Nets. And they're literally trash anyways. So without Kyrie Irving, their season is over. I mean, obviously, Kevin Durant... And Kyrie Irving, this is both technically their first season with them. Kevin Durant's not playing because of his injury from last year. Now Kyrie's out for the rest of the season. It's bad news bears for the Nets. Trae Young scored a career high last night with 50 points against the Miami Heat. So the Atlanta Hawks were playing at home, and it was Quavo night. And he scored 8 three-pointers and had 8 assists, leading the Hawks to beat Miami. So this is just his second season in the league and with the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, he's an absolute star. People are starting to say that he's better than Steph Curry.
So on Quavo night, did they put in Quavo or did the Migos get to play? Like, what happened on Quavo night?
They just... literally panned to Quavo a lot.
Oh, okay. I like that. Sounds like a fun night.
Yeah. So obviously he's from Atlanta. So the Hawks named a night after him because he supports that team undoubtedly. Russell Westbrook was ejected last night during the fourth quarter in the Rockets game against Golden State after picking up a second technical. So he elbowed Damian Lee while recovering a rebound. Then after that was exchanging words with multiple Warriors players, walked over to the bench, was exchanging words with their bench, including Klay Thompson. And then while walking back to his bench, he kind of like shouldered Looney. So they kicked him out of the game. He already had scored 21 points and had 10 assists before his ejection. And the Rockets still beat the Warriors 135 to 105. So we still got that win. But, of course, Russell Westbrook being a little aggressive. Big college games coming up this weekend to look out for is Kansas versus Baylor. So Baylor, number one, Kansas, number three in the nation. This will be a great matchup, especially just because we have seen so many changes with the top five rankings in college basketball. This is truly a year where we're almost heading into March And it's really, you have no idea who you're going to see in the final four.
I'm normally, have it's such very a busted obvious. Bracket.
Oh, everyone's brackets are going to be busted this year because truly the top 25 has changed so much this year than I've seen in probably the past like 5 years. Like, it's crazy. So that'll definitely be a good game to look out for. Now, the whole Astro scandal. I haven't touched on this very much, but the Red Sox legend, Big Poppy, a.k.a. David Ortiz, addressed the situation, so now I will. So David Ortiz said that he is most upset with pitcher Mike Fiers. So Fiers now plays for the Oakland Athletics, and he obviously was the whole whistleblower on this whole situation. And basically, Big Poppy is saying that he's really upset and saying that, why didn't he say anything while it was happening? If he was just going to blow the whistle once he was out of that organization, once he collected the World Series win, once he collected all of that money, now, after the fact, years he's going to come out and say something. Basically, Ortiz was just like, why didn't you say anything then? You could have stopped playing for them. You could have said, no, I don't want to be a part of this.
How often
but you
live,
didn't. So then
do
now
people,
after the fact.
How often do people after the fact know anything? Sports are just in a career. It's not easy to do something when you're caught up in it. Your fear of the retribution, the things that could happen. I could see why if he truly in his soul believed that, that maybe he's like, okay, now I'm finally free of this. I can go do it. But, I mean, Big Poppy brings up a good point, though, too. Maybe he just wanted to get a World Series ring.
Exactly. He wanted the ring. He wanted the money. And then now after the fact, he's kind of be like, oh, I'm a saint. I didn't want to be a part of it the whole time. Like, oh, okay. So people are like, when are we going to stop talking about it? I'm letting you know it's not going to happen anytime soon. Players are so mad. They're mad at the Astros. They're mad at the commissioner of baseball, Bob Manfred. So he basically minimized the trophy, the World Series trophy. He said it's just a hunk of metal and players are so upset. Literally, the World Series trophy is called the Commissioner's Trophy. And now players are saying, we don't want to play for this guy. It shows, by him calling it just a hunk of metal, it shows how out of touch he is with the game and with the players. They also feel like he is protecting the cheaters, the Astros players, Mike Fiers, more than he's protecting the game of baseball. Because now, he said that if any pitcher tries to throw a beam ball at one of the Astros player who is part of the cheating scandal, then they're automatically going to get ejected when the players weren't even punished themselves. Only people that were punished was the actual Houston Astros club and obviously the club personnel.
That's going to be tough to enforce, though, too, because, I mean, obviously there are some intentional hit batters. There are times, though, when the ball gets away from you. It'll be interesting
exactly.
how that all pans
so
out
now,
this year.
And that's what players are saying. One, it's like now the umpires are going to be overcalling, and ejecting players like it's nothing. And then they're like, why are you protecting them? They're the ones that are cheating.
You're fired up about it this
morning. What happened to us? Because I feel for the players, and I feel bad, and I feel like baseball is the oldest game. I mean, it's America's game.
Yeah.
And it was disrespected. And what is the commissioner doing
about
it?
Don't disrespect Liv's favorite sports here. We have
a problem. It's not my favorite sport, but I mean, it is kind of a crappy situation. That's my sports minute.
Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News. A kid being bullied. The mom posted the video. This thing is going viral around the world. Coronavirus, yeah, we got even more of it here in the U.S. And Mackenzie, there's a game that my wife lost her mind about. I wonder if you'll do the same. I'll tell you about it.
I used to and will again dominate this game. It is the deal.
If you like shopping, you're going to love this game that's making a comeback. How will it all end? Song of the day. We did Kiss, we did Mary, and coming up for today, the category, artists, well, we don't really want to kill them, we just don't really like them. Maybe we find them annoying. How about that?
That's safe to say, yes.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, wait, they want to kill who? We will do that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Right now, though, it's Joe's Need to Know News. A mom has gone viral. Man, this is heartbreaking video after her son, Quaden, was crying in the car after she picked him up from school on Wednesday. He was begging for a rope to kill himself because he says he's been bullied so much because of his dwarfism.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to kill myself.
Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now. I'll freaking stab myself with What do you want to do right now? I want to bang my head into a block. I want someone to kill me.
Now, if you're like, well, okay, this kid, I mean, that's tough, and he's saying these things.
That is absolutely heart-wrenching to hear that.
3 years ago, he actually tried to kill himself when he was just, what, six? The family has received so much support. You're going to mention more, Mackenzie, coming up in the tea later.
Yeah, a lot of huge celebrities have come forward showing support for this little guy.
And his mom is just making a passionate plea for people just like us that are listening right now. And if you have kids, this is what she wants you to do.
And I want people to know how much it is hurting us as a family. I want people to educate their children. And I've got a son that is suicidal almost every single day. And this is the side that I don't choose to share. I choose to keep this private. But we can't do it anymore. We try to be as strong and positive as possible. But this is how bullying affects a 9-year-old kid.
You know, having a child, this just gets me so deep. And I love that because it's one thing to hear bullying, right? Bullying happens. And it's another to actually hear the effects of it.
Yeah. And it's just, I hope if you're a parent right now, check on your kid. You might think that your kid's okay and they might be being bullied. You might think your kid's the nicest little kid in the world. But some of the nicest kids or the greatest kids can be the meanest, cruelest little things.
And step up. If you're a parent, and that's what bugs me. Sometimes parents, the parents of the bullies, they're not whipping their kids into shape. And I don't mean physically. I mean just like, hey, like calling them out on their actions.
Oh, yeah. Parenting is like a tough thing to do, it seems like.
And I think, too, just definitely having an open line of communication because your kid could be the bully and you have no idea. Your kid could be bullying. Being bullied so hard and you have no idea at all. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely just trying to talk with them and just opening that line of communication to where they feel like they can come to you.
As a parent, nothing makes me more proud. Like Lucy's teacher pulled me aside and said she is the kindest, nicest person in her class. She helps everyone and makes sure everyone around her is doing okay. And I'll tell you what, that fills my heart and makes me more proud than anything else.
Love hearing that. 11 of 13 Americans, don't like hearing this, who were being monitored at the University of Nebraska Medical Center for coronavirus. They evacuated a cruise ship, that big one. Well, guess what? They have the coronavirus.
No!
I'm so afraid, guys, that I'm gonna come
vaccinated.
Back.
You're cool.
Yeah, yeah. If you miss my corona vaccination, check it out on Joe Mackenzie on Instagram. But yeah, I'm so afraid I'm going to go travel to Costa Rica where I haven't heard anything about it. But somehow my air travel, I'm going to be quarantined. And it won't be somewhere nice. It'll be like, we're going to ship you to Alaska just for a bit, for a month. I'm like, okay.
Are you North really Korea. Worried about it?
No. My biggest fear right now is just about my plane disappearing. That's like my only like manifest-y kind of concern.
Well, at least it's rational.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was your on a fear. TV show. It's probably possible. Cord cutting is on the rise here in the U.S. They're saying that people are just getting rid of TV packages more than 70% than they did last year. Some 5.5 million customers got rid of the cable and satellite companies compared to just 3.2 million in 2018. I cut the cord a couple of years ago, and I thought it was the worst thing ever. Like, how am I going to do it? But it is... I don't know. I guess I don't watch TV as much. I still have certain habits, but I'm saving a lot of money and I don't notice a difference. Does anybody else actually cut the cord and don't have cable?
I'm teetering. I'm on back and forth about it, but
How much is cable? Usually it's like $100 to $200 per depending on what you have. Like that's a lot of money if you're especially if you're not using it or needing it. You should cut the cable.
I've never even had a cord to begin with. I've never had cable.
So that's good. You don't know what you're missing.
And I don't mean internet because I know Porkchop's got internet to get online for gaming.
I've had cable at my parents' house, but ever since I've been living by myself and all my, ever since like I got an apartment in college, I've never had cable.
It's hard for me since I do television. I need to support it and I want to like see my content I produce. It'd be like us saying, hey, we'll just give up radio.
No, but you can see it through the internet though too. Yeah. So I mean, it's a different way, but yeah. I don't know. It's just, they need to bring the prices down. That's the thing. You know what's cool about radio? Radio's free!
Yes, that's very,
you don't
very
buy
true.
A dime. I mean, I might charge you a few bucks if you want to give it to me, but this is something my wife freaked out about, and I was wondering if any other woman would care, and apparently there's a big care. Hasbro, they're bringing back Mob Madness. What is this?
Yes, this is music to my ears. Have you heard of Mob Madness?
No,
Tell me Lindsay's elation when she heard this news.
She's
your
like,
wife.
Oh my God, Mob Madness! I'm like, what is that like shop till you drop? What is this?
It is so much fun. So it was a board game back in the day. It's like an electronic and you would like, you could swipe your credit card and you go around the mall. It's like, it's a fun board game.
Would it ever be like, oh no, you've been declined? Is that like one of the bad things?
I don't remember if it says declined, but like sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. So I guess kind of same.
Yeah, same idea. That would suck. Yeah, they're going to do the kind of a new version. It's going to have electronic scoreboard. It's going to be coming out this fall. And I guess they say it's similar to the original. It's going to have a 3D game board that depicts a two-story mall. 22 stores. And the first player to successfully buy 6 items and make it back to their parking lot wins. This sounds like it's longer than a game of Monopoly. I'm out.
It's going to be fun. Let's play it when it comes
out. All right, when it comes out, Mackenzie,
shopping
we'll
is
play
our
it.
Cardio, honey.
And finally, this is going to kill some people. KFC is bringing the fried chicken and donut sandwich to locations across the U.S. They tested this out last year in San Diego and Portland, and I guess it did really well. But it's a sandwich with a crispy chicken filet between 2 glazed donuts. I'm a fatty even, and I'm concerned about this one. This may not be good for anybody's overall cardiac health.
Do you like mixing the salty and the sweet?
I do.
Because I don't like to mix.
Oh, you don't?
I either like to have salty or I'm in a sweet mood. Yeah,
I would say I'd give it a try, but definitely not good for the long term. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day coming up next. These are going to be artists we want to, well, kill. You know, like Kiss, Marry, Kill? Oh, boy, I feel bad even saying that. Song of the day. It's part 3 of a 3-part series we call Kiss, Marry, Kill. And I won on the Kiss part. Who won yesterday for the Marry part?
I did, Zayn Malik.
Ooh.
You don't want to marry somebody you don't even know their name. You sound like a country song.
He wants Zayn to take his name, so it's all good.
Okay, well, today, this will be an interesting one for you to vote on by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Of course, the third part of that is kill. I don't think we want to kill any of these people, but maybe we just think they're really annoying. We kind of wish they just would go away but not die. But for that being said, artists we want to kill, let's kick it off this morning with, well, myself. Listen, nothing against this artist. I just feel like people are going to be mad that I'm saying this. I wanted to go with, and I think several of us wanted to go with R. Kelly, but we're actually not allowed to play R. Kelly anymore. So I couldn't go with Ignition Remix, because that would have won. I'm sure that would have won. Instead, though, I went with the guy. It's just, I don't know. I just went with Sam Smith, okay? Money on my mind. Another one tomorrow. So sing with me. Can't you see I don't have So, yeah, I don't know what else to say. It feels weird. I just don't like them. So, if you want to vote for that song and you agree, text SONG to 52140. I just feel like nobody's going to vote for a song they don't like. You know what I mean? All right, let's see how this pans out. Mackenzie, what is your artist that you want to kill?
Okay, so I'm just not a fan of him, and it stinks because I actually like his music, some of his music. So this was a perfect category. Otherwise, I'd never promote him. I don't like talking about him. Chris Brown. I just don't think he's a good, awesome human being. I feel like, and I'll just leave it at that. So here's Chris Brown with Forever. It's like I'm waiting my whole life for this one night. Song, and it's hard because they play that at a lot of weddings and stuff until the Rihanna assault went down, and then it just got and that was such a great song. But anyway, so that is the artist. Text word song 52140 and vote for B if you want that one.
Live the Web Girl, what artist did you go with?
Okay, so this might not be popular opinion, but I had to stay true. This artist just annoys me. They bother me. Do they make great music? Yes, of course. But are they so annoying? I think so. And that's Miley Cyrus. I just cannot stand her. I think she is so wishy-washy. She goes back and forth, back and forth. I think she changes her image, does all of these stunts just for the publicity. I just can't stand her. So I picked a song, We Can't Stop.
Okay, that's it. See, these are tough because I feel like those are good songs.
Right. I love this song and I love all of her music, but
have you met her ever personally, though?
Oh, no.
So you would like her in person because I've interviewed her many times and she's like speaking to like a 40-year-old. Like she's just an old, old soul because she's been in the industry a long time. So that might change your mind.
Hello, young Livy. It's Miley.
No, she's just cool.
Chopsies. Last but not least, coming off a win yesterday, what artist would you go with today that you want to kill?
I also think this was very hard because, I don't know, there's really not many artists that I'd want to kill. I mean,
we don't want to put hate out there.
I don't even really mean kill. I mean, like, that I don't like. So I thought of, like, a song I don't like. And I really, really, really don't like Work by Rihanna.
Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me happy, work, 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 work. You see me do me da 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 da. That's something about that work, 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 work. Na 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 na. When you walk out, na 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn.
How do you not like that song?
How isn't that annoying?
Oh my gosh, I love that song. And I love Rihanna.
You obviously don't like to work, 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 work.
It's so repetitive. It reminds me of how much I already work. There's a part in there where
that's the trigger.
He's triggered.
Trigger.
There's a part in there where I think she just goes like, la, 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 la. And it's like, okay, I could have done that too.
So jealousy and triggered. What else?
No, it's just extremely annoying.
But you don't like Rihanna?
I like Umbrella.
When it rains.
So because of this song, Work, that's why I want to kill Rihanna today. So if you want to vote for me, text song, that's S-O-N-G to 52140, then vote for letter D when prompted.
Recapping all the artists and the songs. Here we go. Sam Smith is who I chose, Money on My Mind. Mackenzie went with Chris Brown, Forever. Live the Web Girl went with Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. And Porkchop went with Rihanna, Work, 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 Work.
Ugh, annoying.
All you gotta do, grab your phone. You get one vote, make it count. Text song, S-O-N-G to 52140. When you're prompted to vote, choose either A, B, C, or D. Song of the day. Kind of an awkward category. I almost would, if I was in your shoes listening, I don't know if I would even been able to vote because we were doing Kiss, Marry, Kill this week, and today was the section about Kill. It's more artists that, man, we like the music, we just don't really like them necessarily. And let's give you a brief recap of who you could have voted for today. Myself, Joe, I mean, he's a good dude. I know he's got good music. I find his voice a little annoying, so I went with Sam Smith, Money on My Mind.
I don't have money on my mind.
I just, I don't know, I can't do that. Mackenzie said, yeah, great music, just a terrible dude when he abuses women. Chris Brown, Forever.
It's like I'm waiting my whole life, but it's one night.
Okay, then we had Liv the Web Girl says, you know, just Miley Cyrus, she changes her stuff up every other time. Like, she's just doing that for publicity. Good music, but just can't stand her.
We can't stop, and we won't stop.
And poor Porkchop, the guy works so many jobs here at the station. He works at the steakhouse, and he just can't stand any song mentioning work as many times as Rihanna did.
Just get ready for work, 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 work. It's a me happy work, 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 work.
And I don't know if I can speak for everybody. Would we all, if it was possible, went with R. Kelly? Me and Liv would have went with R. Kelly as our choice, but we're not even allowed to play his music.
I know. I initially was like, oh, R. Kelly. And they were like, no, we can't play them.
I got in trouble last time I played that, so. All right, the voting has concluded. The results, producer Porkchop, are...
in. The results are in.
Oh.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Are they out?
They're out.
Now they're in.
Last place. Jeez, sorry.
Wow. Clearing that throat.
You should drink that medicine ball. It helps with that.
No, I did. I think it made it worse. Okay.
Don't disparage the medicine ball.
Last place, with 14% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Oh, see? Which I think we should have won the lowest vote today meant that you wanted that person to
Who
be killed.
Who hates Sam Smith?
Everybody.
I love Sam Smith.
I love him.
Or maybe nobody likes that song, so they just didn't want to hear that song.
That's who also knows? True. I know. It makes it really tricky today.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, who people are going to vote for?
Is it that low that it means nobody likes it, or I don't know.
I don't know. Third place. With 23% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop.
Ooh.
People love Rihanna, man. Or maybe they just didn't want to hear that song. Maybe they think it's annoying, too. I don't know.
Maybe
my mind
like,
is
I don't want
so
to go to
twisted
work.
Today.
I think Riri's queen.
Second place. With 28% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Oh.
I thought that would be the winner today. Everybody knows Chris Brown's a bad dude, but his music, I mean, that is one of the most viral, as you brought up, wedding songs. The Office did a whole thing about
it
forever.
I know, and then it got awkward because he's not a great person, but
I
still
like that
won't
song.
Play him.
And that was the commercial for the gum, right? Right, the gum commercial?
I'm not
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
So that means Liv's the winner with 33%
Woo!
Of the vote.
Love this song, Miley. could do some work. Thank you for the vote.
Congratulations going out to Live the Web Girl today, your big Song of the Day winner. Hey, we got a full week next week, and we need ideas. If you have any categories, like that suggestion was an awesome theme. I really like the theme. Hit us up in our DMs on Instagram and follow the show if you don't already. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So, Liv, you want us to come up with people, since we had the theme for Song of the Day of Kiss, Marry, Kill. You want us to do that, like, around the room, kind of?
Yes, exactly. So I think we should each come up with three people. It can be anyone. It can be dead or alive, celebrity, historical figures, public figures, whatever it is, to kiss, marry, kill. Now, if you're, like, a guy, and I give you three guys, and you're... Joe, you're like, well, I don't want to kiss any of them. It's basically, who do you want to, who are you willing to never see again? Who are you wanting to spend one night with? And who would you be okay with spending the rest of your life with?
Fusion and Tonics, there's no saying what I will or will not do. So I'm open to this category. And we really would like, if you have anything, think of it right now and then call us 833-563-2539. Like, listener suggestions would be kind of cool. Three people, like she said, is pretty much wide open.
Yes.
All right, let's do it around the room here. Somebody step up, give us three options, and then we'll all give an answer.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, Mackenzie.
I guess these are mine. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, and Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Ooh. I would... Boy, Justin Timberlake might be cheating recently.
I've already got mine.
Well, then you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm thinking.
Killing Justin Timberlake.
Wow!
Right off the bat.
I'm kissing Ryan Gosling, and I'm marrying Ryan Reynolds. I mean, him and Blake's relationship is absolute goals.
Absolutely. That was similar to mine, because he's so funny, too.
I know, exactly. He's funny. He's charming.
I think I'm going to copy kind of what you did, because you kind of talked it out right there, and I definitely think that Ryan Reynolds would be the one I'd want to be married to. Justin Timberlake, I thought he was an awesome dude, but then he's cheating on his wife. I'm like, well, I can't marry a cheater.
Right.
I don't know.
So you're killing him off?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Then Gosling... Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into dudes, but if I was going to be kissed by a dude, that might be one of my top three.
Porkchop's like, none of it. These guys are way too old for me.
And he's like, where?
These guys are about my age. No dice.
We're the Nickelodeon stars. All right, what about you, Chops?
What do you think?
Are you going to throw up?
I don't. I kill them all. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I.
You wouldn't want to marry any of them?
No.
You would not want to kiss Ryan Gosling?
No.
But if you had to spend the rest of your life with one of them, you had to spend just one night. You don't have to kiss them. You just have to spend a night with them.
Yeah, like you're in the
honeymoon
suite.
And then
you
have to kill one off.
All right. I guess I'd marry Ryan Gosling, kill Ryan Reynolds. I know I'm doing this backwards. And then
kiss Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
All right, weird. All right, I've got one.
All right, let's hear this.
So I picked these three people because I think they're all very similar and kind of beloved in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of interaction with each other. Kevin Hart, Mark Wahlberg, and The Rock.
Oh, it's so hard.
Do you guys want to tell you? Well, you guys tell me what you would do, and then I can tell you guys what I would do.
Who was the third one? Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, and...
No, Kevin Hart... The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Oh.
I think just because he wouldn't punish me as bad, I think I would hook up with Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay. Be a little more gentle.
I would think so. They're all ripped dudes. I think I would marry The Rock because he's a sweet dude and he has all that alcohol. He like has his tequila company. So that'd be dope to be drunk all the time. And then, Mark Wahlberg.
You kill him.
Well, you got to kill somebody.
I know.
And I don't want Mark Wahlberg to...
Oh, I was like, who will I marry? The Rock versus Kevin Hart? Because Kevin Hart's freaking hilarious and I love him so much. But The Rock is such a sweetheart and treats his woman like a queen. Definitely I'm kissing Mark Wahlberg. Duh.
Yes.
And so I guess I would marry The Rock because he's just so romantic and he just the way he oozes love. And I guess I'll kill Kevin Hart, even though I love him.
Okay, pork chop.
I guess I would kiss Mark Wahlberg, marry The Rock, and kill Kevin Hart.
Same as me.
So I would kill The Rock.
What?
I don't. It's not that I have anything against him, but I love Kevin Hart so much.
I think
he's so funny. So I would want to spend one great night with him to just laugh my butt off. And then I am marrying Mark Wahlberg because I want that every night for the rest of my life. And he's really funny. He's really funny and he's just kind of like a man's man. And
Foxy
I dig
Caw.
It. Yeah, exactly. Ugh. That accent.
All right, Chops, what do you have? What are the options for us today? They can be men or women. Give us three for kiss, marry, kill.
So it's pretty funny. I did this completely backwards, and I just picked who I would kiss, marry, kill. So now I think it's really funny that I'm going to give you guys the three that I thought I'd pick for myself.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be all toddlers.
So kiss, marry, kill. You probably don't know who any of them are, actually. So Ethan Kutkoski, Juanpa Zurita, and Jonathan Quick.
You really don't screwed know this
any
bit
of those
up.
People. I don't know who any of those people
pick,
are.
Pick three.
They're all extremely famous. Ethan Kutkoski, he plays Carl on Shameless.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this guy is literally underage.
He's 21. Get the heck out
no
of here, Liv.
Way.
All right, we're just going to call that. We're going to call that a wash because the majority of people have no clue who you're
don't
talking
even
about.
Give me that crap because Mackenzie said the other day she would kiss Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is literally 26 years old.
Yeah, this guy's 21.
Okay, moving on. Okay.
Joe, I get dragged into this.
Give us yours, yeah.
All right, this is tough, but I feel like it's a game that you have to answer truthfully. Let's do this quickly. Kiss, marry, or kill. I've got Bill Cosby. I've got Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, God, you went real dark.
And I went with R. Kelly.
Wow.
So you got to kiss one of these, you have to kill one of these, and you got to marry one of these.
Wow, okay. Wow. Who's going first? This does not end good for anyone here.
No, there's no good answer.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Kiss, marry, or kill Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, or R. Kelly?
I'm going to kill myself first. Yeah. I'll have to deal with that. Joe
McKenzie on Radio Now. What's coming up in the tea, McKenzie?
Well, let me tell you, Joe. Camila Cabello admits how you know you have found the one, and Amy Schumer introduces Baby in a Box.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, this has gone viral. An Australian mom filmed her son, Quaden, crying in the car after she picked him up from school. He was begging for a rope to kill himself after he was bullied. And we have some of the audio that she posted.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know this is the effect that
Give
bullying has.
I'm going to kill myself.
Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now. I'll freaking stab myself in the heart. I just want to die right now. I just want to bang my head into a glass. Someone to kill me.
This is just heartbreaking. He's just 9 years old, and as a parent, this kills me. You hear bullying, but when you literally hear it from the mouth of the poor child, especially. So I'm glad that she posted this, and celebrities, amongst others, are stepping up and posting their own videos, giving support to young Quaden, including Hugh Jackman.
Quaden, you are stronger than you know, mate. And no matter what, you got a friend in me. So, everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan of The Walking Dead also posted a video.
I saw your video. What I want you to know is that you have friends, me included. I am your buddy. You haven't met me yet, but we'll see if we can change that for one. Maybe your mom can DM me. You have a bunch of friends out here. Out in the world that you haven't met yet, but we're here and we got your back.
I'm not seeing the video right now. I was even hearing the audio, and I'm kind of scared. I'm like,
he's
oh my
like
God,
in
Negan.
Negan mode,
leave me alone,
right?
Negan. No.
I would like to have Negan on my side to have my back against those bullies. So please, of course, if you see anything, report it. Bullying is not a joke, and I think it's really brave of that mom to post that video. And Quaden, of course, we all are with you and support you, buddy. Moving on to Ben Affleck, who is opening up to Good Morning America. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but he goes on to say he was really in denial that he had a drinking problem.
I started to drink more and more and more, and it was really hard for me to accept that that meant I was an alcoholic. I was like, I can just go back. I was fine before. You know, I just need to take a break. I just need to slow down. I'm okay. You know what I mean? This isn't me. And I start to drink every day. And I come home from work, and I start to drink, and I just sit there and drink till I pass out on the couch.
Goes on to say it really upset him and he really regrets that divorce from Jen Garner.
I never thought I was going to get divorced. I didn't want to get divorced. I didn't want to be a divorced person. I really didn't want to be a split family with my children. And it upset me.
Ben goes on to say he's really focusing on being a parent. And this is, I love celebrities. I feel like now more than ever, really transparent, really opening up. And they're so much more relatable.
Yeah, you know? I think it's just people are way more accessible. So it's nice. Maybe him going through that crap can help one other person out.
And it goes to show you, you can have all the money and fame in the world, but their lives not perfect.
No.
Camila Cabello, she is doing the infamous 73 questions for Vogue magazine. And here she is answering straight off the bat.
You just know. It's like falling in love. You just know when you love that person, you know? It's like you can feel when the puzzles fit together and it's perfect and you've captured everything. And then you can tell when it's off and you need to work more on it.
Do you think you have to be in love to write good love songs?
Not necessarily, but I think when you're in love, the detail that you get, nobody can make that up in their imagination, you know? The way the person's shirt smelled, the expression on their face, you know, the way the sky looked that night. It's like those details have to come from real life.
Now, speaking of romance, what's the most romantic trait that a guy can have?
Kindness. I'm a sucker for just a kind, good man.
Oh, talking about Shawn Mendes, eh? That was very cool. I love those two. And lastly, here, Amy Schumer revealing a parenting hack, baby in a box.
This is our first YouTube video. We want to give our advice about parenting. And our first advice tip is a good toy for a baby. It is exactly free. And what it is a box. You get a big box. Okay, and you clean it out, and you make sure there are no staples in it. And then you put blankets around it. And we put an egg crate on the bottom. They can, like, hold onto the edge and stand or fall or whatever. And they really like being in their box. And that is our first parenting hack.
All right, just old boxes. Geez, if you're moving, you're in the perfect spot.
There you go.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This is something I want to hear more of, Chas, but what's going on with your buddy?
Yeah, well, actually, I overheard this at the bar the other night. Some guy was talking about how his wife got him a candle for Valentine's Day, and the candle reminds him of his ex.
Ooh.
This is awkward on so many levels. All right, we're going to get more to this next. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. From what I've heard with this situation, it's... That was cool. Lost power.
Like, hello?
All right, what I was trying to say is this. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And from what I've heard from the situation, I don't think it's as bad as what Porkchop overheard at the bar, because it sounds kind of like an awkward thing with an ex. Am I wrong, or what's happening here?
No, it's definitely very awkward and very weird. And I think it's interesting what guys are willing to expose when they're drunk at the bar.
Yeah.
But these two guys, one was talking to his other friend. He was like, hey, man, my girl, or my wife, actually, got me this candle for Christmas. Or, excuse me, not for Christmas.
Is that how he talked?
I bet they saw.
Are you still drunk?
Like nothing like that.
No, for Valentine's Day. And he's like, the smell, like, reminds me of my ex. And he's like, what am I supposed to, like, throw it away?
Can you talk
or
like
sell
this
it?
All the time?
Yeah,
I
sure.
Like,
yeah, this is my straight sounding voice. Like, I'm a really masculine man. I like to dip and drink.
No, but really, though, so this guy, I guess, and I was like, wow, that's so interesting. Like, so what do? Just keep the candle and you're instantly always reminded of your ex?
Because smell is such a strong, you know.
Well, it's a whole house.
Aphrodisiac, yeah. And you just, it reminds you of people.
What if you say your ex's name accidentally because it brings that memory back?
Well, yeah, exactly. And also, I'm assuming if he got it on Valentine's Day, this is probably a sexy time candle. So imagine thinking of your ex every time you're trying to be intimate with your wife.
So couldn't he just like go get another candle and be like, oh, I don't know what happened. Just play dumb. I mean, do women probably know exactly what candle and what scent it is, though? Would she know something was up if that went missing?
Yes, probably.
Okay. I don't know. That's just my quick logical thought. 833-563-2539. Like, I guess a couple of questions is, should this guy say anything? Probably not, right? But also, does anybody else have something that, you know, you're with somebody, but this thing reminds you of your ex? Like, what reminds you of your ex? If this guy's situation is the candle smell.
I feel like I know what my boyfriend would want me to do. He'd want me to tell him. like tell him right away. He might get angry for like a second, like, oh, why are you thinking about your ex? But then he'd be like, no, I appreciate you telling me. And then obviously we'd both probably get rid of it together.
Okay. I feel like that's maybe like whether you guys are gay or bisexual, that might be different. Like I feel like if there's something with my wife, Lindsay, and I can't say all women, but from my experience, I feel like I would never tell a woman that something reminds me of another woman. I feel like that's asking for death.
Well, but what if like she wore a perfume that your ex, and you thought of that ex every single time?
I know that would be a problem. That's what I'm saying. Right. So like, I don't know. I'd probably just try to like get rid of my sense of smell somehow in an accident or.
So I dated a guy. He wore Tom Ford Lost Cherry. Oh my gosh. And I'm obsessed with that scent. But every time I smell it, like I think of him, it does. It just brings you back. And not like intentionally. It's not that you want to be back with that person. It's just that strong sense of smell.
Hmm.
I don't know.
As you guys are talking about this, I just thought of something, and I really don't know if I should say this or not.
Just say it.
You
can't not now.
All right. It's kind of a sidetrack, but so it's not necessarily something that smells, but it's something that my current boyfriend says that reminds me of my ex.
What?
But like, I've never told him.
Say it.
He's probably listening.
Just say it. Spit it out.
Oh, God. So when he... So when I say to him, I love you, he responds with, love you more. And like my ex always used to say that. And I have not told Hostage Boy this yet. So, and it's been like months.
I feel like his heart just sank when he heard that.
But what am I supposed to do?
But like, honestly though, what are you supposed to do? Because when he says, I love you more, babe, you're not be like, oh, my ex used to say that all the time.
Right?
Like, how do you say that?
And I don't, when he says it back, like, I don't respond, like, I never know what to say.
Yeah. So. Hostage Boy is so individual, he will want your own thing just for the two of you, so he won't want to be like anyone else. So it's probably good you just put that out there. Now it's done.
But didn't that psychic lady say you guys were going to last anyway, so just deal with it for now. It's not going to be forever.
Joe!
But I'm just saying, 833-563-2539.
By the way, celebrity psychic Natalie Tomlinson will be back on the show next week.
Does anybody...
We should ask. Okay.
Does anybody have a thing that's reminding them of their ex? And also, what would you tell this guy to do? This happens to be a candle that he got from his wife. 833-563-2539.
And his chops in the doghouse now for just saying that, because Hostage Boy just heard him.
Yeah, he needs to delete all of these recordings immediately. Well, I don't know what's going on. Porkchop just stepped out of the room. I don't know if Hostage Boy hit him up on the phone or not, but... Oh, he's getting awkward.
He's having a panic attack. If you just missed it, Porkchop just revealed something that Hostage Boy, his current boyfriend, says is in fact the same thing his ex used to say to him, which is when he said, I love you. The reply
is,
I love you more, baby.
But it all got started from a situation. Pork Chop was doing his Family Feud trivia, kind of drunk at the bar, talking to another married guy who ended up getting a candle for Valentine's Day. Nothing wrong with that, but the thing is, that's kind of bothering the dude. He loves the smell, but it reminds him of his ex.
Yeah. And
awkward.
Smell, that's a big, I have a great sense of smell. So they do, it like brings me back and I remember sense of people.
Yeah. And like, so do you get rid of it, throw it away, burn it? Or literally, you do burn it, but it's a pun. Pun, guys. Burn the candle.
Okay. Let's go to Katie this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Katie? What do you want to say?
My first husband I was married to for 10 years. My second husband is 20 years. So if you do the math, I'm over 30. And absolutely nothing reminds me of my first husband or any boyfriend, because I'm so in love with my husband. So I think that if you still remember things or think about what that smell means or that taste or whatever, there's still feelings there, I believe.
I don't think that's the case necessarily. I don't think that's the case.
I think that if it brings back, I mean, you remember like suntan lotion reminds you of the beach, and you know that coconut smell reminds you of a vacation. But if something reminds you of a person or a smell or a taste, that means that there's still something there.
A connection. I don't think there's an emotional love connection. You could be abused as a child, and maybe like, you know, seeing a belt scares the crap out of you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a sense you remember something. I don't think it means that you love that.
Endearing qualities, and maybe they just weren't a perfect match for you. Like sayings they used to always say, or things they used to do, or you had like inside jokes, which makes you maybe smile, but that wasn't your person.
Katie, you remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Is this the part of the show where you kind of just sabotage the bit?
No, this has been a theme all this week. Like, out of left field comes producer Porkchop.
An Usher song.
No, I know.
We know that.
We know.
All right, fine. Go to Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
I love your voice of an angel, though.
Yeah, it's amazing. A dying angel. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know if you can. I'm surprised you didn't hang up during that. Thanks for hanging on. What did you want to say? Is there something you got that reminds you, or what's your situation?
Oh, no. Nothing reminds me of my exes, but my question is for Joe, because you're always getting on Porkchop. Doesn't your wife have the Sammy Bear from her ex, and you're married?
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Okay, so real quick, review the Sammy Bear for those who don't know.
My wife has this teddy bear that looks like it's went through hell and back. It's beaten up, and I believe she got it from a guy that proposed to her, but they ended up...
Yeah, go ahead. They
won. It's so awkward up in here.
She has a teddy bear from a guy that proposed, but I believe she said no.
Oh, she still has it.
I love Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, she still has it.
Is there anything else I can help you with, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're saying that Porkchop's relationship isn't going to last because, you know, they say the same thing, but your wife still has a teddy bear from years ago. So you guys are on a good track.
Oh my gosh, Sarah is savage.
Well, bless
savage
you.
Sarah.
Savage Sarah.
Bless your heart, Sarah. Oh,
yes. I kind of love Savage Sarah.
Live for that.
Are you anything else? So make sure we get it all out there.
No, I love you guys, but Joe, quit getting on Porkchop so much.
Okay.
Aww, thank you, Sarah.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Sarah's like my sister.
Aww.
All right. Is this on Facebook? All right. This is on our social media. Go let us know what you think. Joe and McKenzie on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Joe is so deflated right now.
It's cool. It's good. Hey, can we talk about something else?
Sure.
All right. There's something that I believe Live the Web Girl brought up. It's a TV show on Netflix, and it kind of brought up an interesting off-air debate about if this actual sport, as she's claiming, is a sport. I think it's an amazing athletic event. I think you have to be in shape, but it's not a sport, Liv. Sorry, I turned your mic down. Go ahead.
You're making me so triggered and fired up right now.
All right. If you have not seen Cheer on Netflix, we'll get into this next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you ever want to join in the conversation, you can do so by calling 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it is Joe and McKenzie. So Liv's had a chance to check out a show on Netflix, and it's called Cheer. Are you liking it so far?
Oh my gosh, I've already finished it. I love it. I'm starting it for the second time. It's so good. I mean, it's really taken the nation by storm. They've been on every late night show. They've been on Ellen DeGeneres. And I actually used to be a cheerleader as well. So I love it.
Oh, you were a cheerleader? I knew you did dance. I didn't know you were a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was a cheerleader.
Wow.
I was a cheerleader as well. I got to check out the show because I need a new show.
Oh, sorry. My headphones are a little busted over here.
It
got your attention.
So, so good. You will love it, McKenzie.
Cool.
So the thing that we were talking about off air is obviously cheerleading, gymnastics, all those things are very athletic events. I mean, you have to be physically in shape. Probably some of the best athletes out there. But should cheerleading be considered a sport? Like you think of like football, you think of hockey, baseball, basketball, so on. Should that be considered a sport? And I was just like, Liv, I'm not saying they're not like in shape and incredible, but I guess just the terminology of sports, I wouldn't say it's a sport.
And I think you're
like, can you bet on cheerleading?
Crazy.
Can you bet on cheerleading?
I mean, I'm
you're taking it as an insult saying that I'm saying that they're not in shape and they're not competitive. They can do things I could never imagine doing.
But
incredible athletes.
I definitely think it's considered a sport. Like, I think that, I mean, maybe there is like backdoor betting. I don't know. But are you betting on fencing? That's considered a sport. Like, I don't.
Is there like a competitive cheerleading league? I know there's like...
Yes, of course there is a competitive cheerleading league. The cheerleading competitions are like the main part. Now, like you could, there's NCAA. There's like a totally different divisions that qualify. It's a competition in the same sense that basketball, football, baseball, boxing, all of those are competitions. It's the same idea.
So officially, 4 years ago, a federal judge ruled that competitive cheerleading is not an official sport that colleges can use to meet gender equality requirements, the Associated Press reported at the time. Now, the American Medical Association says cheerleading should be considered a sport because of the risks and the training and all the things associated. So do you consider bowling a sport, Joe?
Perfect.
No, What do you mean perfect?
No, it's a perfect question.
Oh, okay. You're saying bowling, part. Like PBA? No, I mean, yeah, technically there's the PBA league, but I don't know if you could, because you're not really in shape. Some people are, but you could be the fattest guy in the world with a beer gut and a comb over, and you could bowl a 300 game, and you could be the best at bowling. I don't.
Well, I also look at, I mean, which I do think baseball is a sport 100%, but if you're saying their physical attributes, there's baseball players who are big,
I know,
fat
it's,
boys.
It's yeah, some pitchers, for example. Like, it goes both ways. That's why I'm saying. Baseballist. It's kind of like I'm torn between the two. There's not a clear-cut thing. I'm just saying in my mind, I just don't see it as a sport.
And
I see what you're saying.
And I think you're crazy because I know like colleges not like looking at it as a sport. One that kind of like screws a lot of cheerleaders over because they don't get the same treatment and they don't get the same scholarship, even though they're putting in the same amount of time, the same amount of work, and they have the same amount of talent. And if you look up the definition of the sport, of a sport, it says an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another for others for entertainment.
So would like Chops and I be considered athletes because we like to disc golf?
Disc golf is technically a sport.
But see, I don't consider that a sport and I play it.
I would consider that like a recreational game.
Yeah, see? Okay. Well, let's speaking of cheerleading and colleges, I think Lauren. Hey, Lauren, do you have a college connection?
I actually work in a high school athletic department, but so for all of our sports for the state of Indiana, the governing system for the state sports, like they determine like what sports are officially, they call it sanctioned.
Yeah.
And like cheerleading's not officially sanctioned, but we still like treat it just like any other sport in our department. Like we have to like process them and make sure that they're eligible and like they have physicals and everything on file because technically we're liable for them. But when you get to like the competitive stage in terms of like elite cheer and then at the collegiate level, they more so recognize it. Now we used to have gymnastics as a sanctioned sport, but they got rid of it. But that was still, I guess if you could put it on the same pedestal as cheerleading, a recognized sanctioned sport. So I don't know what the previous history is, but it's still kind of technically considered a sport, even though the state organization doesn't quote unquote recognize
and
it.
And I'm a little torn, to be perfectly honest. I'm a little torn. My little girl doesn't think it's a sport because she plays basketball because she says you don't go head to head. But I guess there are cheerleading competitions. So I'm honestly on a fence. And I know Liv is on one side and Joe, you're on the other side.
She's going to beat me and Lulu up. You better watch out. Liv is on one. Now, hey, I want to get to more of these calls. If you guys can all hang on, we'll do that. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. What do you consider? We were talking about the show on Netflix, Cheer. And obviously, it's a big competition. But do you think that cheerleading is a sport? Where does it fall for you? 833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie. All right, Pork Chop says we've got to get to the phone calls very quickly because we have a lot of people chiming in. Liv the Web Girl said she really likes a show on Netflix called Cheer. It's about cheerleading. And it kind of got the conversation going. Of course you're in shape, you're athletic, but is cheer really a sport? I mean, you compete against other people, but is it, you know, we think of like baseball, basketball, hockey, football. McKenzie brought up bowling. I mean, like, is that a sport?
Well,
all these different things.
You know, because you think of the physical aspect, the rigorous practices, and that's why I was like, oh my gosh, these cheerleaders versus, no offense, bowling is amazing, but it's just the physical demands are a lot more with cheerleading.
Let's see what Allie thinks. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Hey, Allie.
Hey. Yeah, my daughter, she's 13 years old, and she's been doing competitive cheerleading for between 4 and 5 years now. And, I mean, we've been everywhere. We've been to Chicago. We've been to Orlando for competitions. We're actually going to Texas this year.
Nice.
And so, I mean, it's a lot of money, and I consider it a sport. She also cheers the school, and her school really recognizes it as a sport. They have to have a physical on file. They follow concussion protocol, everything like that. And, yes, they are very physically fit, and we just feel like it's a sport because she puts so much effort and time into it because not only is she doing their practices, but she's doing extra tumbling and everything else. And so we consider it a sport. It should be nationally recognized because, I mean, like I said, these girls and guys go out and they compete against other people, not just in the state. Like when we do regionals and state competition, it's just against other teams within the state. But when we go to nationals, I mean, it's people from all over the United States.
All right, Allie.
That's really cool. The only thing, so I'm Switzerland on this issue because I totally 100% I understand that it's competitive, but then at the same point, cheerleaders do cheer on sports teams. So does a sport, can a sport cheer on sport? Like that, but I like I said, I get both sides.
And I see both points there and too. For example, if you bring up like football or basketball, like there's an offensive defense going against each other, like compared to bowling, or if you say cheer, you are doing the best at your own time, comparing that to somebody else's, what they do. So let's go to Andrea this morning. Hey, Andrea, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Do you consider gymnastics a competitive sport?
It's tough.
It's Olympics. It's in the Olympics.
For sure, but aren't there a few things that are going to the Olympics this year? Like coming up, next Olympics, where it's kind of crazy. I'm saying there's some things that are questionable that make it into the Olympics. Gymnastics, I'm on the edge there. On the side of being hypocritical, I could say possibly. What?
You don't absolutely feel that gymnastics is a competitive sport?
I just don't know. Once again, it goes to your definition of what a sport is. It's not like, hey, who's your favorite gymnastic team? It's like, oh, man, I'm cheering on the blah, blah, blah. Like
United States.
Okay, USA for sure. But like, I would look at more soccer as a sport than gymnastics. But I'm not saying you're not incredibly in shape when you do gymnastics. My wife did it forever. My wife's probably yelling through the phone right or at the radio right now. I totally respect gymnastics. Like my wife did all those things you mentioned. I just myself personally, I don't know. I don't have the
just
answer.
Because there's not a ball doesn't mean it's not a sport.
Okay, that's a good point. Hey, Andrea, thank you for calling in. I hope you still don't hate me. Let's go to Joe and Indy. What's up?
Hi, good morning. So I have three girls that are in competitive cheer, and they win a bid every year to Summit, which is at ESPN and Disney,
okay,
to compete against nationally for, it's like the Super Bowl of cheer.
That's so much fun to watch on TV, too. I love watching all the routines. That's awesome.
Yes. So these girls put their heart and soul into it. And Joe, I challenge you to go check out a competitive cheer, either like competition or practice somewhere, and then say it's not a sport.
Joe, if somebody will actually invite me, like hit us up, Joe McKenzie on Instagram, I would come and check one out.
You have to bring your wife or else you'll look like such a creep.
I know. Oh, what are you doing? I'm just watching all these little girls practice. I like the soundtrack.
No, seriously, Joe or anybody else, I might consider that. And my wife would come along too. Just Joe McKenzie on Instagram. Maybe that's something we could actually do.
Now, I think too, people bring up the point, it's like, well, it's a sport cheering on another sport. How does that work? Like, how can it be considered a sport when their job is to cheer on another sport? That's a very small aspect of cheerleading, especially now in, like, our day and age. Yes, 50 years ago, that was kind of like their main and only job. And they weren't doing quite as much of the acrobatics, the athletics, as they are doing today. I kind of think of how they have to cheer on other sports. It's just something they have to do. Like, sometimes basketball players have to, like, do other events or go to pep rallies or things like that.
No, but that's how it originated. That's the whole purpose of cheerleading.
No, for sure. That's how it originated. But it's just changed since then. So I think the definition of it can also change.
Hey, Kathy, you're on Joe McKenzie. We'll wrap things up with you. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that cheerleading is a sport when you are competing. I don't believe that just, you know, cheering on your team at a basketball game is a sport, but when you are competing, I do believe it is. I do believe that gymnastics is 100% a sport, though.
I am totally, since I've been Switzerland on this, I am with you. That makes sense to me. No, with the competition, are there cheerleading scholarships?
I think there are.
You can get scholarships from schools, but not every college is required to hand out scholarships.
So that's like something interesting to add to this argument.
They definitely don't get as much. So the University of Kentucky, I had friends that cheered there. It's one of the best in the nations for cheerleading at the collegiate level. And they really didn't get that much scholarship when they're spending just amount of time as a regular student athlete. And also they bring the school so much publicity because they're constantly winning, which isn't really that fair.
All right. Well, hey, I don't think we'll ever have a final answer that we all agree on, but if you want to take this to social media and voice your opinion, why don't you do that right now? Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe and McKenzie. At this time, let's pause for station identification. This is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have flow? We're going to find out. It's our Friday freestyle in this corner. MC Papa Pesh.
Yeah.
was your name while you were good. MCPC?
Yes.
MCPC also bringing up the rear.
Or PP for producer pork chop.
All right. So everyone is holding their own. You guys are taking on each other. It's a three-way rap battle.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll just get it over with.
Okay.
Well, that was quick. Okay.
Okay. MCPC. Okay, so I'm going to be nice to you because you've been under the weather, so you are going to flow, and your word is sick.
Oh, great. Whoa. Okay.
All right, well, Joe. I know one word that rhymes with sick that you can't say. Say flick instead of that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody, you have to listen, and you are going to be the deciding factor who wins this week.
Yeah, call in at 833-563-2539. Chops, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hey, hey, hey. My name is MCPC. Hey, hey. The beat's about to go down. My name is MCPC. I might be sick, but guess what, Joe? I got a bigger, thick paycheck than you. Cause I spend my money like a baller. Shakala. What you looking at, Liv, with your hair up in a ponytail? Like you're a big, sick bale. You out from jail. But nah, I'm leaving you there. Cause you deserve it. Cause you trash. Bash. You in the face.
Oh my. Wow. Violent.
Because I'm killing it. Because I'm sick. And this beat is crazy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You started off strong, my friend. I was impressed. The beginning of that, fire.
All right. Thanks.
Nicely done. All right. Who wants to go next?
Liv, do you want to go last or do you want me to go second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
I'm actually really, really hot. I think I'm getting nervous. I'm going to take off my Snuggie.
Oh.
She's taking off the Snuggie.
I'm like sweating. I'm nervous.
So Liv's word, since we got to meet her parents last week, we're going to give you mom.
I want to check real quick just to make sure, like medically, are your knees weak? Are your arms heavy?
I might throw up my mom's spaghetti, speaking of. No,
okay, just checking to see how she's feeling. Let's get into
Libby
it, Liv.
Live.
Ready? Let's go. Yeah, I love my mom. She's really the best. She passes all the tests. She's nice, she's kind, and she's loving. That's nothing these guys know about. Yeah, because they're trash. That's what I'm talking about. That's fine. He's been real sick. That's Chops. But he still comes into work because he rocks. Now, what can we say about Joe? Man, I mean, we know he's kind of a hoe. But that's not all. He's also funny. And he rhymes because he's like Bad Bunny. Yeah, he can be such a baller with the words. That's right, he comes in and swerves on all of us because he is better. That's right, yeah, he's got the cheddar. He makes more money than me in Chops. That's right, because we're on the chopping block. We might get fired. We never know, but that's just how the show goes.
Internally, that is the best rhyme I've ever heard in my life.
That hit deep. She was so nice
to
you.
I was nice to you guys because I feel like I roast you guys all the time and I'd be nice to you guys. And I think it paid off because I think that's the best rap I've ever done on the show.
I didn't know where it goes. To me, a freestyle is kind of hard when it's like, you're dumb and it's like, you're a nice guy. That was one of the most complimentary freestyles I've ever heard.
I feel like it went with the, she doesn't want to get fired, so she's being nice to Joe.
As if I have any say in anything.
All right, Joe. And Joseph here is gearing up for a fantastic vacation to Costa Rica, where he will no doubt encounter a sloth. So your word is going to be sloth.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, get ready to go to Costa Rica. I'm gonna spend some days in the sun, bring my sunscreen, yo. And hopefully, yeah, yo. I hope I see a sloth. It'll be nice not to see my boss. I'll get to relax. I'll be having fat stacks of fruit and fish and all kinds of delicious dishes. I can't wait to go give my wife kisses when I got the sunscreen. I'm in my zone. Don't even have to think about the show or at home, cause I'm gonna have a good time drinking on a cerveza. I can't bring my Xbox or my PlayStation, but it's gonna be fun hanging out on the beach. I'm gonna be sipping, tanning on my little feet, and then I'll go on an ATV and I'll probably flip it, but that's okay cause I got thick pants, I might rip it. Now Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the compliments. Every time you rhyme though, it never really makes any sense. Pork Chop, you were great even though you're really sick. I can't believe you didn't rhyme more words than that word that rhymes with, well, you know what I meant. Mackenzie, this is a good time, I think we enjoyed it, it was spent well. Might as well wrap up my freestyle for a Friday. I always win, but then again, it's my way.
Beat. I love that.
I actually like that beat. It was a little bit different. 833-563-2539. We all know we sucked. It's not like, hey, are we going to be in the next big rapper?
Absolutely
but
not.
How did it go? Did you like Live? Did you like Pork Chop? Did you like Myself Joe? Did you say, please get into the tea with Mackenzie? I don't want to hear this anymore. I mean, how are you feeling about the Friday freestyle?
Who takes the crown? 833-563-2539.
Against my better judgment, we'll post the video up in just 1 second. It is a guy pole vaulting in college, and he goes up, and if you don't know what pole vaulting is, they have this long, bendy pole, and you try to go over another pole, like to have your body clear it and not knock it off the stand. And when he crosses through, he's coming down, and the pole actually tore his scrotum.
It was the worst thing to watch. It was really fast, but...
it was painful, and that is one of the weirdest... injuries I've ever seen, but I just decided to saw the video again. Let me focus. The question is this: what weird ways or dumb ways, whatever, like, how did you get injured? This guy, obviously, it would make sense of like, oh, he fell and broke his leg doing that if he missed the thing.
Right.
But the guy had the pole hit him in the junk. That does not happen. I'm sure people would quit pole vaulting immediately if that was the case. Mackenzie, do you have any kind of weird way you got hurt?
Of course. I think I've spoken about this before. So I'm at lunch with my mom. I have my drink in front of me, and she was cracking me up, and I went back, and I was laughing super hard, and I put my head like forward, and I skinned the roof of my nose with the stupid straw.
Oh, gosh.
Because I just like went back and boom, put my head down, and it just like hit the right, and then it just started bleeding, and it was like so stupid. It took forever to heal up.
You're lucky you didn't lose an eye, but also I think of your little daughter Lulu. She's like, save the turtles.
Yeah, she hates, she's anti-straw, so she would have probably been happy about that. See, straws are evil.
What was it, like a traditional plastic? Was it like a metal straw?
It was like a traditional old straw. Yeah.
Dang.
I hate paper straws, and I know they're the wave of the future to save the environment, which is wonderful, but they always like disintegrate in your mouth.
They do. Unless you just want to binge the drink.
I've had
down.
Many. I have metal straws now.
There you go. Be careful, because people actually like, can hurt themselves with their eyes. That's a weird way, though, just laughing and you take your nose out like that. 833-563-2539. What is a weird way that you got injured? Chops.
I once was tipping back in a chair. Like, you know how your teachers always tell you not to do that?
All the time. Got yelled at.
Well, yeah. Well, my chair didn't fall backwards because I've got good balance. What happened was the back of the chair popped out and a screw that was holding it in was left dangling and... right through my back. I've got a really cool Nike logo, a scar on my back.
What?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I thought you were just going to say you bounced out of the chair and hit the ground.
No, here, do you want to see my Nike logo scar?
Oh, yeah, it's I kind of do.
Butt, though. See here?
Just
Mackenzie?
Do it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whoa! Well, can we put that on social media?
That's a good
really?
Yeah. See it.
What, no, you look say, at that, Liv. Turn around. Turn the other way. Turn the other way. There you go.
That's a good,
look
like,
at that. I've never seen that.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It looks like you got in a knife fight.
Really?
I swear to God,
you should tell that story.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
I thought you were exaggerating a little bit.
I don't even know what it looks like because it's on my back.
Liv, well, when we get a chance, let's do a photo and put it on our IG story so people can see it. It's Joe and Mackenzie, but 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next, hearing about those weird ways that you got injured.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Mackenzie, I wouldn't believe you if you told me it, unless you actually saw it, got hurt with a straw from laughing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a major injury by any means, but it was just a dumb way I got hurt. My mom was cracking me up at lunch, and I was laughing so hard I put my head back and forward, and then it skinned the top of my nose with a... straw, which is a weird injury, right?
Definitely. I had a dumb injury when I was a kid. I don't know why I thought I was wearing boots that I saw my babysitter's husband was taking nails out of a board with a hammer. I'm like, oh, I can just stomp on it with my boot. Well, the nail went into my heel and my foot, and I had to go to the hospital.
Get a tetanus shot.
I legit, because there was a little bit of blood. It wasn't bad, but I'm like, as like a fifth grader, I'm like, I'm dying. This is how I'm dying, because I stepped on a nail.
Well, have you ever like pulled your neck super weird from something? Like, I was reaching down in the shower one time, and I was like, oh no. And then I had like Frankenstein neck for 2 weeks. And that's like so stupid, just from one wrong move.
Let's hear from you at 833-563-2539. The weird ways that you got injured. Allison, thanks for sharing. How'd you get hurt?
When I was 21, I went to a foam party, which is like an indoor water park. They put soap in all the systems, so it's like foam everywhere. And I was dancing around like an idiot, and I royally screwed up my knee, and I didn't know until I was getting fluid drained off of it that that's what I did, and it's now 9 years later, and I'm still paying for it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. So I imagine you don't like bubble baths.
Not quite, no.
All right. It triggers you.
Allison, thank you. Have you ever went to a foam party? I see them all the time. It's
like, yeah.
I feel like there's some people that are just probably so like gross and sweaty that it's like,
know.
I don't want all that on me.
There are foam parties all the time in college and like spring break and stuff.
They seem hot, but when you're actually there, probably not.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shayna. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's the injury?
So one time my boyfriend like jumped out behind the door from me, like scared the crap out of me. I went to grab him. Because I was scared, and I have really long acrylic fingernails, and I grabbed him, I guess, a little too hard, and it's like literally ripped my entire fingernail off, the whole thing, even from the bottom of my skin was showing, it was bleeding everywhere, it was disgusting, and it hurt.
Oh,
like,
that one just got me weak.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, I bite my nails, and I'm kind of scared. Thank you for sharing. Amber, what happened to you?
So, my clumsy self. I was in the third grade, and I was walking home, and they were renovating this new house by my elementary school. They had just finished the foundation for the sidewalk, and it was completely hard because we could walk on it because we walked on it that morning. So on the way back, I was on this one little square, and I was waiting to get a book from my friend, and the concrete slab I was on completely buckled underneath me. So wow. I went straight through, and I actually hurt my knee pretty bad to where I had to get stitches. On the same leg that I broke my ankle on a month prior in the same little yard that
I
was building on. It was bad.
Please tell me you filed a massive lawsuit and you're now the richest person we know.
Man, look, I wish I could, but my parents wasn't about that. They're really humbled individuals. It was like, oh, it was just an accident. You should have been walking over there. I was like, okay.
Oh, sorry. Concrete buckles on you. It's your fault. It was poor workmanship.
Aww, bless your heart.
We're hopefully you're doing better now. Thank you. Lauren, you're on Joe McKenzie. Weird ways that you got injured.
So right before my freshman year of college, I dislocated my kneecap trying to teach my parents how to do the lean with it, rock with it. Yeah, it went all the way behind my knee. So.
Oh, no.
Ouch. Ouch.
Well, I mean, do they know how to do it now? We just have to know.
Yeah, no, I don't dance anymore. So.
Oh. Your parents, I'd like to see that.
No, they're great.
They always tell me I'm going to break something.
They're doing awesome. They're on TikTok now. You should follow them. They're doing wonderful.
Sweeping the nation.
Dee Dee, you're on Joe McKenzie. Weird way you got injured. What's your story?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I got hurt by crawfish. My goddaughter... We took her out to eat, and we were sitting there, and she was swinging the crawfish, and all of a sudden, she swung one, and it hit me in my eye. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm screaming. I'm like, this is not happening. I'm blind now. And when I went to turn around, she takes the other crawfish, and she was like, hi, Dee Dee, and she swung it, and it hit me on my other eye. My kids were so dying laughing so hard that she didn't even know what to do. She was just giving me that look like, oh, my God, what happened?
But wait, was the crawfish alive? Did it, like, grab your eyeball?
And I was blind for a minute, and everybody, all the waitresses start coming running, making sure I was okay. But maybe that's why I don't like crawfish today.
I was going to say, I don't think Dee Dee will be at a boil anytime soon. Mm-mm. She'll be like, I'll do the potatoes, I'll do the corn. And that's about it.
I'm passing.
All right. Well, hey, if you have any more of these are crazy, tweet us. It's Joe and McKenzie on Twitter.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This is what we're going to call a terrible getaway plan. A 55-year-old guy in Seattle, he robbed a bank on Wednesday, which, first of all, what's the percentage of success of robbing a bank? If it was higher, wouldn't we all be doing it?
I thought you were going to say, on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday.
Well, what day would you rob a bank? I mean, Friday, probably not, right? Everybody's going to be there with their paycheck.
Yeah. Monday, people will be on high alert because they're just getting back into it. I think Wednesday, it's like a nonchalant day.
So maybe this is not a terrible plan after all. Let's see. Well, the cops got there because they hit the silent alarm, and they saw the guy try to get away in a cab. They followed the cab, so the guy's like, oh, they got me. I know, I'll have to hop into another vehicle. So what does he move into besides a cab? A city bus. The dude hops on a city bus.
The fastest moving vehicle he could think of.
They'll never catch me now. He made it about 2 blocks. The cops threw on the cherries, pulled the bus over, and they took him without any incident. But terrible getaway. If you're trying to do it, like, a bike maybe?
I have never heard that expression, and I love it. The cops threw on the cherries.
Oh, yes.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
I don't even think you were in the room for this yesterday, Mackenzie, which I'm so glad you might have missed this. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, this is a pee your pants warning, because this is going to be one of the dumbest conversations you've ever heard that went down yesterday between Pork Chop and Liv the Web Girl. And I'll give you a clue. Does you answer? You guys don't. You know how there's a census we do?
Yes.
Okay, it's about that. If you don't know what the census is, like somebody on the show, we'll talk about that coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hello. Good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And I think we should just go where this happened yesterday. Actually, where the show was over, we're wrapping our things up and we're looking forward to today's show. And Chop asked a question which actually is important.
Yeah, so I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw an ad for like the U.S. Census. It was like, hey, we're get a job at the U.S. Census, make $25 an hour.
Yeah.
And that just kind of randomly like made me think like, oh yeah, the census is this year. And I asked Joe, I was like, hey, do I have to fill out the U.S. Census this year? And Joe's like, yes, you dummy. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure because 10 years ago, my dad did it. Like, I didn't have to do it. They didn't, you know. And then what did Liv the Web Girl say?
I said, what's the U.S. Census? Now.
What?
I know what a census is. Obviously, census is like a public almost like forum or like the public agreement or something. Like, what was the like? I what was the consensus of the group? Like, I get what that is.
So that's what a census is?
The U.S. Census? Is that what it's called?
I'm trying to ask you, like, because I'm confused now. Are you saying
that? Is it the U.S. consensus?
Okay,
what
no.
is it? Here. I'm so confused.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. All right,
the census. Okay, let's give the proper definition. This is a great moment. A census is the procedure of systematically acquiring and recording information about the members of a given population.
So, I have seen it be like noted in research, like when like doing like things like research papers or like even just math problems and stuff in school, like they'll say, oh, according to the U.S. Census. I always thought it
so
was
Liv
like
always
I could not
that
follow
minute.
A word you like were saying. Now, okay, now I get what you're saying. So like a census, so like they go to a house, like how many members in this household? What is the annual income? It's just basic questions per se about so, like.
And yeah. Every single American has to fill one out?
Yes.
Like I'm confused.
There's not a punishment. If you don't, you're not going to go to jail. But yes, you should fill out the census.
And
it
everyone
helps.
Knows about this. How come they don't tell you about this in like school? Or like because everyone knows about taxes, but no one's ever told me that I should be filling out a U.S. census.
It's every 10 years. And it's on like the...
Okay. Okay.
You are so dumb.
Wait a minute. It's every 10 years. You guys are acting like this is like taxes. Like it's something that happens every single year. Like this is every 10 years. So the last time we had this was in what, 2010 when I was like 15?
The first question should have been, Liv, how do you think they know how many people are in the U.S.? Liv's like, I don't know.
Well,
they go around and literally count.
Google Maps.
I know. My answer would be like birth certificates because hospitals have to record how many babies are born each year.
So they just add all the birth certificates.
Yeah, I guess they do like that. And then they, that's like a positive. And then they subtract all the like death certificates
no.
from that year. Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that. But
so, live.
I think that you guys are being very dramatic that I should have known about this. I think probably more people don't know about it.
I don't think that's
if it
true.
Only happens every 10 years.
Can we put this on Instagram or something? Like do an Instagram poll? Do you know what the U.S. Census is? Put like a yes or no. By the way, so every 10 years, Liv, like a formal like sheet will get mailed to your house, and it's like a questionnaire sort of type thing, and just fill it out and send it in. Actually, this year might be electronic since it's 2020 now.
Like, have you heard of the Census Bureau?
Yes, I have, but I just never knew what they did. I didn't
She's
know.
She's like, I thought it was like with your eyes and your ears and your nose, like all your senses.
I know. I just like, I didn't know everyone was supposed to do this. So am I required to? Like, when is the requirement?
Well, see,
like, you have to do it. Like, is
it's
it
optional.
18?
That's my question now.
Is it 21? Is it 26? Like, when you're off people's insurance?
So that is my one question. And we could go back to step one here. So do they just mail it to every household? So like, will I get one in the mail and then I could just fill it out?
All right, let's do this. If anybody
it's
actually knows...
It's actually required by the Constitution.
Well, there's really? A lot of things that I do and break the law.
Uh-oh.
Well, look at you breaking the law if your daddy did it.
Walks on the wild side.
833-563-2539. If you know the answer to Chaff's question. But I think it kind of brings up an interesting thing, though. It's like, okay, like that is something that probably a lot of people don't know. But maybe you're too afraid to, like, you know, find out. What if we could collectively try to help everybody out? Do you kind of have a question which you might feel like it's dumb?
Yeah, 833-563-2539. If there is something that you see all the time or that people say or you're just like, I don't want to ask, because everyone else knows what this means and I have no idea. Like for a long time, I didn't know what the numbers that people have those stickers on the back of cars, like 13.1. I was like, what the heck did those mean? Now I realize it's about a marathon. But like stuff like that.
Or the letters WOW on the back of a truck. You guys don't know what that
833-563-2539.
It's supposed to be funny because of what it actually means. I know what it means.
What does it
joke.
Mean?
Whip it out Wednesday.
Oh.
You've never seen
are
that?
Are you sure?
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
This is the theme of our
you guys are losers.
Out of left field.
833-563-2539. You got to get off that DayQuil. Joe and Mackenzie taking your calls at 833-563-2539. I mean, it's not necessarily a dumb question, but something that you didn't know for the longest time. Maybe we can help you figure it out, or eventually you did. Mackenzie, yours had to do with a half marathon.
Yeah, so I just didn't know. I always saw those like 13.1, the little stickers that people have, and
yes.
I didn't really understand. I'm like, wow, what does this actually mean? And now I realize that obviously is a half marathon, and it's cool. Like people that run marathons in the 26.2, if you see that, that is a marathon.
Yeah, I didn't know that for the longest time either. Believe it or not, I've never done a half marathon. I
know.
You're like,
what?
I thought you were a trained athlete.
Crazy.
Let's go to Carlos. You're actually calling in Carlos this morning at 833-563-2539, and you have something about the census, which got this whole thing kicked off.
Yeah, so what the census is how they record pockets of people in certain cities or certain neighborhoods, and that's how they know what they need for schools. That's how they know for resources that people get. So, and it's only every 10 years. So if we have a mass population of people in this particular pocket and they don't record it, then they won't get the resources that they need, which means that they're going to lack in some sort of area, which is going to cause grief to that particular neighborhood or that particular side of city.
Okay, so you got to make sure you do it then.
Yeah, it's important.
Carlos, thanks for calling us this morning. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, what is something that you wanted to ask?
Did Liv graduate middle school?
I did. Actually, I actually graduated college, but I don't know. I guess maybe in middle school, like, they slipped over it. I mean, I remember in middle school, our, like, social studies class focused super hardcore on, like, geography. And, like, that's basically all I remember.
There's no way that you graduated from an accredited college.
Well, from the University of Louisville, what college did you graduate from?
None, and that's why it's weird that I know what a census is and you don't. Were you in class or were you, like, hammered?
Oh, my gosh. No, I did attend class.
I am dying right now.
I was hammered for a little bit of it, but never in class.
Only because sometimes it's always like I'm only 25.
Like,
but then and the pork chop used to say that too.
How old are you?
But literally they teach Lucy, who is in fourth grade,
so Lucy
about
just
a census.
Learned it. Lucy
but
just learned it.
10.
So now she knows it. But if I learned something 15 years
ago. But what
ago,
I'm saying
am I
is,
going to
it's
remember
okay
it?
If you don't know something, but we always don't have to blame, like, I'm not, no, because I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's well, just like, it's okay if you don't know something, just it's okay.
All I know it's okay, but there's probably a reason of why I don't know something. What I'm saying is I probably don't know it because I've never filled one out. I've heard of it before.
I think Charlie's trying to tell you something. Yes. Hold on, Charlie hasn't got to say anything yet. Go ahead.
Hey, Liv, do your parents listen to the show?
They do. They're not right now, but yes, they do.
Okay, thank God. If I was your dad and I heard this, I would want a refund on all the money I paid for college. I would want a refund on all the money I paid for you growing up, like all the money I spent on your clothes and like, I would just want to.
You would just want to rip me away of all of my belongings.
Just because she doesn't know what a census is?
Just because I don't know what a census is.
Yes, I feel like if I was your dad, I would be so upset. I would call the college right now and tell them to get the diploma back.
So, well, how do you know what the hell they even teach in college if you have never been? My degree is in communications. I studied business. I studied finance, which I guess the census would be learned about during that. But I only spent 2 years in finance where we were learning not about that.
The thing that's crazy is you learn about the census when you learn how to eat taste in kindergarten.
All right, Charlie. I think Charlie's just saying that he thinks you should know that. I don't think all those things should be taken away from you.
This is what makes me
hand
so
clap.
Upset.
Oh, boy.
It's because Mackenzie always says there's no such thing as a stupid question, but you're sitting here making me feel stupid, saying, like, my daughter knows
no,
it.
No, I'm saying like, it's okay if you don't know stupid. Something. You don't have to blame because you're in your 20s that you don't know something. It's okay. Like, if you don't know something,
well,
it's okay.
Probably...
But a lot of people, I'm saying, in their 20s know what a census is, and a lot of people in their teenage years know.
For
but...
sure.
So it's but it's
right.
Okay.
And I don't remember a lot of things from middle school. I just don't, which I guess a lot of people do. Maybe I was not paying attention. But I also have never filled one out because I've never been in charge of my own household. So I've heard of it. I just didn't know you were sent one in the mail every 10 years because I've never had to fill one out before.
And like I'm saying, it's okay.
Let's go to Kayla this morning. Kayla, what did you want to say?
Well, first off, that guy who's like bashing Liv needs to get off the radio because I'm 24 years old and I don't know what
Thank
a census
you.
Is. But he doesn't
well,
need
be
to make
careful.
Her feel
don't say it's because of your age
because
well, Mackenzie will get all upset.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can't. This Joe, back me up. When I don't know something, it's like, oh my God, because you're like in your 30s and you don't, you're like, and I'm like, no, that's not it. But if someone doesn't know something, like people don't know, like an artist, like Joe and I are saying, we know who the Beatles were, but that was before our time. I'm saying sometimes you don't have blame, like, because you don't know something. It's okay not to know something. You just don't know it.
I think he took a little far to saying as far as Liv, like needing
to
give everything
yeah,
back.
You know what? I wasn't backing
I think he was actually just messing with
you. I think he was just messing right. with you to get a rise out
I
of
know,
you.
I know, and he definitely got a rise out of me, but I think it was just like a mixture of all of it because I think that sometimes like it is okay not to know something, and that's what being an adult and learning how to be an adult is. So if you ever don't know something when you are kind of out of college and you're trying to figure out what adulting is and you don't know something and people like want to say you can't just use your age as an excuse. Well, sometimes we're still figuring stuff out.
All right.
And
well,
that's what adulting is
I'm just
all
saying,
about.
Liv is quick to call other people out too. Like, I didn't know a few things. And I'm just saying, so like, we should all just learn together.
I know
right.
what we're doing
but
next week.
I've never put anyone on blast like that who doesn't know something. Like, sometimes I'll do Pork Chop as a joke, but I'm never like, take away everything he owns.
I think we all met. I think it was like, I think it's good hearted. I think he was just,
I
honestly think he was trying to like just mess with you.
It's okay. He was just trying to get a ride.
You've been attacked in every angle. You've been attacked in cheerleading, on the census. It's all the C's.
I mean, everything. It's like I can barely talk on the show without like people coming at me.
I think you've hit your word limit for today. Let's just give you a break then, okay? Mackenzie, what's coming up in the T? So excited because I'm about to get out of here. I mean, I officially leave tomorrow, but I'm going to be gone for a few days next week in Costa freaking Rica. It's like 88 degrees. I'm going to be pale, pasty, and drinking some Coronas, some cervezas.
I'm so excited for you. That is amazing. Especially, I mean, it's just, this is a perfect time to get away.
No doubt about it. So that's my weekend plan. Mackenzie, you got anything happening?
I'm pumped. I'm going to go to Dr. Chernoff's, good friend of the show, and have some fun, like skin time, some me time later today. And then Yeah, we're doing an overnight. My daughter wants to have a friend over, so it'll be like pizza party, all the girl things, bath bombs, I'm sure.
Whatever juice for
else.
The girls.
TikToking.
Wine
so
for the mom.
I won't get much sleep, but yeah, exactly.
That'll be
but
fun.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, and just enjoy the weekend, and then I totally am blasting my closet, and I'm just reorganizing everything. I have huge things ready to go to Goodwill. Out with the old, in with the new.
Goodbye.
It's a great feeling. Liv, what do you have going on?
Just running some errands and going to definitely spend some time with some friends here in Indy this weekend because I haven't really been able to do that recently, so I'm excited.
Dope. And Chopsies, what about you?
I'm excited that I'm finally feeling a little better, not as sick. So I do have the night off tonight. I'd like to do something fun or nice instead of just stay home. But I am a double at the steakhouse Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, I got to rest up for that.
Depending on what Lindsay needs from me, which is probably a lot, I might be able to cut it up with you one last time.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Hey, do me a favor. Try to give a good memory of me if my plane manifests and disappears.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, don't act like I wasn't here.
Okay.
Why are you so afraid that your plane's going to go down?
Well, I'm not afraid. It's going to happen. I'm just saying.
You know what could happen?
What?
You and Linz could make a baby in Costa Rica.
Ooh,
yes!
Island baby.
And then you can name it something reminiscent
like
of your vacay.
Only thing I can think of for that to happen is something like this. It would be darn near impossible.
You never know. Never say never.
All right, well, I'm going to see what I can do on my little vacay. You guys have yourself a wonderful weekend. And, the show without me, they'll be doing an awesome job. We'll be back next week. So until then, we need to actually get on out of here because I want to say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.